plates are clean, you can place them into the curing station, and this will shine and reflect UV lights all over the prints to finish curing them. This also doubles as a drying oven. Normally, it would be ideal to remove the parts from the supports before curing, but I specifically designed these to snap apart easily even after curing, and they're arranged for easier post-processing, which I'll explain in a moment. Once the parts are cured, we can move on to painting. This scale design is one that I made in ZBrush, and it has gone through a few iterations. I had another batch that I printed previously, but I decided that the scales were going to be too heavy for the larger war skirt that I have planned. The latest version of the scales are sized down a bit and a little bit thinner. This will be easier to print in batches and lighter to wear. The previous design had the scales laid out in stacked columns like this, but I decided I wanted to make it easier to do some of the painting work, so I laid them out side to side in this latest version. And arraying them all into one brick is easier to handle overall, and when you're ready to paint, you can just snap them off into rows, which are also easier to manage compared to having to pick up and hold each single scale at a time. The larger version of the skirt is going to have hundreds of these scales, so it's going to be important to find ways to streamline the process where we can. The print quality of this printer is outstanding. Even at default print settings, you can't see any layer lines. For the base coat, I'll be doing a quick coat in black, tinted with a splash of purple. Any common acrylic paint is fine. This suit's color scheme is going to be mostly purple and silver, and I'll be using a lot of Lumiere Pearl Violet throughout. The next coat, we want to leave most of the black behind in any recessed areas, and I want to avoid building up too much paint because that would eventually wash out the details of the scale. So I want to do a light pass over the tops of each piece. One common way to achieve this is by dry brushing, but for me, I find using a dense piece of sponge makes for quick work of this stage. I'm also going for a subtle gradient, with the heavier coat being towards the center of the scale and fading out a bit towards the back and sides.